哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be to everyone on the Sabbath day.
啊，在这个神所赐福的安息圣日，我们在这里一同聚集，愿主耶稣纪念并且赐福给我们每一个人。
On the Sabbath day, we have gathered here together, so may God give His blessings to each one of us.
在今天早上，我们要从箴言当中学习生命的智慧。
This morning, we would like to study from Proverbs to learn the wisdom of life.
智慧是每个人都喜欢并且追求。
Wisdom is something that everybody likes and pursues after.
有智慧的人生，人生越走能够越顺利。
The more wisdom that you have, the more smooth your life can be.
但是缺乏了智慧，有时候人生常常陷入各样的患难。
But when your life lacks wisdom, sometimes you fall into a lot of trials.
常常遇到了很多没有必要的困难。
And you meet with some unnecessary problems.
甚至伤害了很多你所重视并且关心的人。
You can even harm the people that you really care about.
有智慧的人生越走越有价值。
But you can, with wisdom, you can have more and more value in your life.
缺乏了智慧，常常到最后生命里面留下许多的遗憾。
But without wisdom, sometimes at the end of your life, you will have many regrets.
但是学校可以教你知识。
But, in school, you can learn knowledge.
学校却没有办法教你智慧。
But you cannot learn wisdom in school.
社会可以给你带来物质上的丰富。
And society can give you material abundance.
却不能够引导你生命走向更高的价值。
But it cannot lead you to live a life that has a greater value.
所以今天早上我们就从圣经当中看看什么才是神眼中的真智慧。
And so today we would like to look from the Bible to see what is true wisdom.
使我们每个人能够走出一条能够蒙神喜悦、得恩典、有荣耀的一生来。
So that we can live a life that is pleasing to God and glorifies God.
我们请翻到箴言的第三章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章的第一节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1.
箴言三章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1。
我儿不可忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命。第二节。
Verse 2。
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。第三节。
Verse 3。
不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。第四。
Verse 4。
这样你必在神和世人面前蒙恩宠，有聪明。第五节。
Verse 5。
你要专心仰赖神，不可倚靠自己的聪明。第六。
Verse 6。
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七。
Verse 7。
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。第八。
Verse 8。
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。第九节。
Verse 9。
你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣神，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。第十一节。
Verse 11。
我儿，你不可轻看神的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备，因为神所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。十三节。
Verse 13。
得智慧、得聪明的，这人变为有福。啊，在这一段记载当中告诉我们告诉我们要成为一个有福的人。
Here it tells us how to be a blessed person.
有福不一定是家财万贯，不一定是事业顺利。
Or a person who is happy, which is not only within a material wealth or a successful career.
我们看到我们的社会、我们的环境、新闻当中都有报道。
We see in the news and in the society around us.
有许多人虽然财富非常的丰盈，
although a lot of people are rich materially,
但是生命当中却没有任何的福气。
But in their lives, they have no blessings.
为了钱，兄弟反目成仇。
Because of money, they can have disagreements with their siblings.
家人如同 同敌人一般。
And their family becomes like enemies.
所以虽然拥有许多物质上的丰盛，
So even though materially they are doing well,
却不代表生命当中是蒙福有恩的人。
It does not mean that in their life that they are happy and blessed.
所以在这里，圣经里面特别告诉我们，
So here the Bible tells us,
说一个得智慧、得聪明的才是有福气的人。
It says that happy is the man who finds wisdom.
整个箴言当中一个主轴，它的主要的core，一个主轴。
And the core of Proverbs.
就是智慧的人生对比愚昧的下场。
Is the wisdom of life versus a very vain ending.
人生有许多的选择你必须要做。
There are many choices that you can make in life.
有的选择使你的生命得到充满。
And some choices will lead you to lead to satisfaction.
有的选择只能让你一生暗暗的懊悔。
And some choices will allow you to always regret for the rest of your life.
所以整个箴言当中就是告诉我们，智慧的路、愚昧的路，你自己选吧。
And so the whole book of Proverbs tells us this is a path for a blessing, and this is a path of foolishness.
这两个字，智慧跟愚昧这两个字。
The path of blessing and foolishness, these two words.
在箴言当中同样都出现了100次左右。
Both of them occur in Proverbs 100 times.
所以它的主轴，它的整个箴言里面就叫我们要小心谨慎，走出智慧的人生来。
So the core of Proverbs tells us how to carefully live our lives to live a life of
blessing. 所以在第三章这里面，圣经告诉我们。
In chapter 3, it tells us.
你有一些要求，有一些条件，有一些努力的方向。
And these are some of the requirements and the direction that we should take.
你只要朝着它努力。你只要得着这些啊，得着这些要求。
As long as you strive and you reach these certain requirements,
你得智慧、得聪明，你就会是一个有福的人，活出一个有福的人生来。
You will have wisdom and knowledge, and you will live a happy life.
所以要怎么样才能够成为一个有福的人呢？
How do we live a happy life?
什么样才叫做真正得智慧、有聪明呢？
What does it mean to really find wisdom and gain understanding?
第三章的第一节告诉我们。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it tells us.
他说：“我儿。”不可忘记我的法则，你先要谨守我的诫命。
Verse 1, my son, do not forget my law, but keep your heart, but let your heart keep my commands.
所以生命的智慧，人生的智慧的最基础的第一个要求是什么？
So what is the very first requirement?
就是不可忘记神的法则，不要忘记了神的诫命。
It's not to forget his law or his commands.
这个圣经当中有许多的要求。
The Bible has many requirements.
来教导我们人生应该活着的方法。
And this is to teach us the way in which we should live our lives.
如果你照着它来做。
And if we can follow accordingly.
你能够走在这个正路上面。
And we can walk on this correct path.
你的沿路当中就能够看到神的恩典与你时刻同在。
Along this path, you will see the mercies of God following you.
所以啊在啊生命记当中。
So in,
Deuteronomy. In
Deuteronomy.
在摩西在离开世界离开百姓以前。
When Moses was about to leave the world.
他告诉以色列百姓。
He told the Israelites.
他说啊人生的路让你去选。
That, this is your life, you have a choice to make.
一边是神的律法一边是世界上的罪恶。
On one side is the laws of God and the other side is the sins of the world.
摩西告诉以色列百姓。
And Moses told the Israelite
people. 他说如果你遵守神的诫命谨守他的律法。
If you will keep and obey the commands of God.
生命的平安喜乐以各样的恩典都要从天上厚厚的赏赐给你。
Then the peace of God will come abundantly upon you.
但是当你如果选择背弃了神的约。
But if you choose to reject the covenant of God.
你选择离开神的律。
If you choose to leave the law of God.
你选择拒绝神的道。
If you reject the words of God.
你就要为你的选择最后承担它的结果以及付出它的代价。
Then in the end, you'll need to pay the consequences and the price for doing so.
所以我们今天要成为一个智慧人。
And today, for us to become a wise person.
第一件事情就是要谨守神的道，走在主路上。
First thing that we must do is to keep the commands of God and to walk on his path.
因为圣经是神所赐给人类的生活指南。
Because, the... This is the index for our life.
好像我们今天去买东西哦。
Today, we are going to going shopping.
尤其是你如果买一些电器产品啊。
For example, if you're buying electronics.
通常啊，一定都会附有一本的使用手册 manual.
And usually it will come with a manual.
告诉你说啊，这个这样按，这个这样装啊，才不会把它炸掉啊。
And it will tell you that if you press this or that, it might explode.
告诉你说要怎么样使用这个产品才是安全。
It will tell you how you should use the product so it could be safe.
但是啊。我们常常都不喜欢啊，读这个 manual， 不喜欢读这个使用手册啊。
But sometimes we don't like to read the manual.
尤其是男生啊，男生最讨厌读这些东西啦。
Except, especially males, they don't like to read manuals.
所以我们家哦，如果买任何东西回来哦，那个 manual 都是我太太在看的，我不看的。
So if in our household, if we buy anything, it's always my wife that reads the manual. I don't.
这种东西哪里需要看的、啊，对不对
？I think why do I need to read it?
所以啊，常常啊，在那里啊，自己装自己搞。
So I'm usually there, like tinkering around and trying my best to figure it out.
然后搞不定啊，快弄坏了，才叫太太赶快来帮忙啊。
And then when I can't figure it out and I've almost broken it, then I call my wife over to help me.
然后我们太太每次就拿着那个 manual 一面翻一面摇头啊。
And then my wife always holds the manual and flips through it while she shakes her head at me.
有时候啊。在装一些那个家具那个自己组装的家具啊。
And sometimes when we are putting together furniture ourselves,
我太太都跟我说啊，人家上面写说叫你不要钉这根钉子，先不要进去啊，你怎么先钉啊
？And then my wife will be like, the instructions say don't put that nail in first.
我们不喜欢看 menu 啊。
But I don't like to look at the menu.
我们也不喜欢人家告诉我们应该要怎么做。
We don't like to be told what to do.
我们喜欢自由，我们喜欢让自己的要按照自己的想法来做事情。
We like to be free. We like to do things the way we like.
却不知道常常自由的后果你要付出它的代价。
But often in the end, we forget that you have to pay the price for that freedom.
弄坏了不但浪费钱还要被太太还要被太太嘲笑。
And you might even break the item, and then at the end, your wife might even laugh at you.
但是人生这些买到的这些物质的东西。
But these are all of physical things that you buy.
你最惨就是浪费的那个钱。
The worst thing that could happen is that you have lost you have wasted that money.
但是人生这一条道路
，But for this path that we walk on in our life，
你最惨却是永恒的沉沦。
The worst case scenario is that you would go to heaven. Go to hell.
所以啊，所以圣经是神给我们的人生指南。
And so the Bible is a manual for our lives.
要借着常常读圣经，明白我们生命应当追求的目标。
And we need to constantly read it so that we can understand what is the goal of our lives.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第三章。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书三章的第十五节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15
十五节
15.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧十六节
16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。十七，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。所以在这里保罗告诉我们
Here Paul tells us,
他说圣经会使你有得救的智慧
that the scriptures make us wise for salvation.
所以今天一个基督徒如果不读圣经
so today for a Christian not to read the Bible,
他是没有办法明白并且找到得救的方向
they will not be able to understand or find the way for salvation.
我们有时候觉得啊，信耶稣就是我说我是基督徒就可以啦
and a lot of times we think as a Christian we just say I believe in Christ.
有啊有啊我有洗礼啊
and yesI've been baptized.
有啊，我有去教会啊。
And yes, I go to church.
我们常常啊，以为说啊，只要我这样，我就算是一个基督徒，甚至觉得自己是一个好基督徒。
And we think that because we do those things, and we're a Christian, and we're a good Christian.
其实差得很远啊。
But actually, we're very far from it.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣告诉我们。
In the book of John, Jesus tells us.
说你们查考圣经，因为内中有永生。
You study the scriptures because in it is eternal eternal life.
为主做见证的就是这本圣经。
And it is the Bible that testifies of God.
那我们如果把这句话倒回来看啊，
If we look at it in the reverse,
就是你们如果不查考圣经，就找不到永生。
Is that if you do not study the Bible, then you will not find eternal life.
因为你们看不到为耶稣做见证的那经。
Because you cannot find the verses that testify of Jesus Christ.
所以我们千万不要以为信耶稣是轻松愉快又自在。
So do not think that to believe in Christ is just so relaxed and so easy.
因为天国是努力的人进去的。
Because heaven is for those who strive to enter.
在何西阿书里面告诉我们。
In Hosea it tells us.
神说我的百姓因为没有知识而灭亡。
That my people perish for the lack of knowledge.
他说你弃掉了知识。
And that without knowledge,
我就弃掉了你。
If you reject knowledge, I will reject you.
哦，这是非常严重的事情。
These are very serious matters.
哦，所以我们作为一个认真的基督徒，
So as a very serious Christian,
我们要作为一个有得救盼望的人。
We want someone who has the hope of salvation.
我们希望活出一个有智慧的人生。
And we want to live a life of wisdom.
第一个要求就是要读圣经。
The first requirement is that you need to read the Bible.
借着读圣经明白神的道。
And through the Bible to understand the word of God.
借着了解圣经，知道神在你生命当中为你所存的旨意。
And to know through it, what is the will of God for your life.
使我们能够走在正道上，最后荣耀进神国。
So that at the end of our life, that we can enter heaven in glory.
所以箴言里面这里第一个告诉我们的。
And so in Proverbs, the first thing that it tells us.
说不要忘记法则，心要遵守诫命。
Is my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands.
你就会得到长久的日子，生命的年数与平安。
And for length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you.
第二个要求。
The second requirement.
第三节说，不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
Is let not mercy and truth forsake you.
说要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。
Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of
your heart. 所以一个智慧的人生的第二个要求。
So the second requirement for a life of wisdom.
告诉我们说，不要使慈爱诚实离开你啊。
Is to not let mercy or truth depart from you.
我们来看箴言的第十九章的十七节。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17.
箴言的十九章。十七节
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17
这里说怜悯贫穷的就是借给神他的善行神必偿还在这里告诉我们说当我们今天有爱心有怜悯
Here it tells us that today if we have mercy or pity
你坐在人的身上你就是坐在神的身上
And you do this upon a person you're actually doing it upon God
所以一个没有怜悯的人
So a person who has no mercy or pity
心中自然没有神
In their heart they do not have God
一个没有爱心的人
A person without love
自然没有得救的盼望
would not have the hope of salvation.
在雅各书里面告诉我们
In the book of James it tells us
他说怜悯是要向审判夸胜的
That mercy must be as judgment
为什么呢
Why?
因为我们每一个人啊
Because each one of us
在神的眼中你再努力都不够好
That no matter how hard you strive you will still never be good enough
你说你很公义
You will say you are very just.
你说你很属灵。
You are very spiritual.
你说你圣经通通明白。
Or you understand the Bible very well.
你说你一辈子守道行义。
Or you've kept the words of God all
your life. 但是我们不管人再努力。
But no matter how hard a man tries.
人的努力离神的标准跟要求都非常的遥远。
The efforts of man is still very far from the standards of God.
你能够多公义。
How just can you be?
你能够多属灵。
How spiritual can you be?
你能够多完全。
How perfect can you be?
你可以不去做坏事
You can prevent yourself from doing evil things.
但是你能够控制你的脑海里从来没有一点点的坏的思想吗
But can you control your thoughts to never have any wrong thought thinking?
你可以不去伤害人
You can prevent yourself from harming someone.
但是我们或多或少都曾经口不择言无意当中讲出的话伤害了别人不是吗
all of us have experienced that without thinking too much we've spoken words that have harmed other people
然后才来非常后悔
and then we have regretted it afterwards
所以啊我们的义行在神眼中都不够好
so our righteousness is not good enough in the eyes of God
我们所谓的完美离神的标准非常遥远
our perfectness is still very far from the standard of God
所以要怎么样才能得救
so how can we be saved
说怜悯让我们向审判夸胜
It says that mercy allows us to overcome judgment
你, 你怎么对待别人，神就怎么对待你。
How you treat others is how God will treat you.
啊，圣经里面讲说，你用什么量器量给人，神就怎么样量给你啊。
Because the Bible says that how you treat others, how you measure others is how the measurement that
will
be given to you.
所以当别人得罪了你，
So when others have offended you,
你对别人多一份的原谅，多一点的包容，多一点的赦免。
If you give a person another extra portion of mercy and forgiveness,
在审判日的时候，神也一样给你多一点的怜悯，多一点的包容，跟多一点的赦免。
On the judgment day, God will give you an additional portion of mercy.
你心中充满了慈悲怜悯。
In your heart, if you have mercy and compassion,
你爱人爱神，用你的一生来帮助，来造福你身旁的人。
You love man and you love God, and you use your life to help those who are around you.
审判之日，虽然你还不够好，
even though on judgment day you have not reached that standard,
但是因为神看见你的怜悯，
but because God sees your mercy,
神就用一样的怜悯来包容你。
God will use that same mercy to treat you.
哦，本来这么高分才能进天国。
Before you needed to be up to this level to be able to enter heaven.
看到你的怜悯啊，给你打折啊，变成这样就可以进去了。
But because of your mercy, then you have a discount and you can go in with less.
哇，好加载啊，华磊进本垒啊，就华磊进去了，刚好就得救了哈，得救了。
And then we're like, oh, so close, so we just barely made it.
哦，所以啊，怜悯像审判发生。
And so mercy overcomes judgment.
你怎么样对人，神就最后怎么样对你。
And how you treat other people is how God will treat you in the
end. 你对人非常严厉。
If you are very strict and stern to others,
到最后神就用严厉的标准来审判你。
In the end, God will also be very strict in judging you.
你对人多一点的怜悯，
If you have more compassion and mercy to others,
神看着你啊，就怜悯一点啊，啊，好了好了，过去了过去了啊。
When God also sees you, He will also have more mercy and say, "Okay, okay, you can enter."
所以我们要小心啊。
And so we need to be careful.
说不定我们最后得救的那个小小的关键啊，就差那一分啊。
It could be that would be the factor that makes a difference in us getting in.
说不定就是对人的多一点的包容，你就过去了。
Now, if we could have a little bit more compassion and love towards other people.
哦，所以在这里第二个提醒我们的。
This is the first reminder for us.
智慧的人生建立在对人的慈爱跟怜悯上面。
And so a life of wisdom is built upon mercy and truth.
啊，但是在这里特别告诉我们啊。
And here it specially tells us.
他说不可使慈爱诚实离开你啊。
Do not let mercy and truth forsake you.
啊，是说要把它绑在你的身上。
And tells you to bind them around your neck.
为什么要这样子写呢？
Why is it written thus?
说你要把它绑起来哦。绑起来，绑在你的刻在身上啊。
You need to tie it up and put it around your neck.
要不然它会跑掉。
Otherwise it will run away.
为什么会跑掉？
Why will it flee away from you?
啊，这里告诉我们说啊，这就是人性的软弱。
And this tells us that this is a weakness in human nature.
没有冲突的时候，
when there's no conflict,
没有利害关系的时候，
when there's no connections,
哦，包容、怜悯、慈爱、善良、诚实都没有问题啊，都没有问题啊。
There's no problem with having compassion, mercy.
啊，但是啊，当你需要为这件事情付出代价，那就不太一样啦。
When you need to pay a price for it, then it becomes a different story.
哦，你到超级市场去买菜。
When you go to the grocery store to buy groceries.
啊，那个算钱的人啊，给你算错了。
The cashier may have made a mistake.
啊，他没有发现，你也没有注意。
And they didn't realize their error, and you didn't notice it either.
啊，结果啊，走到超商门口，你发觉，哎，怎么手上多了一叠的钱啊？
And when you reach the door, you realize, oh, I have some extra money.
哎，我给他50，他怎么找他？我给他20，他怎么找我80啊
？I gave them $20. How come they gave me back $80?
他没有发现，你也现在才知道。
And the cashier didn't notice, and you also just realized it.
啊，这个时候你要怎么办
？At this time, what will you do?
那有的人呢、哦？有的人可能会告诉自己呀、啊。
Some people may say to themselves.
感谢主，主耶稣知道我缺钱。
Thank God, He knows that I'm lacking money right now.
你看，这个是天掉下来的、哦、
This is falling down from heaven for me.
你看，我不抢、不偷、不拿，人家主动给我的、啊、
I did not steal it. I did not take it from somebody, but someone automatically gave it to me.
哦，就快乐回家。
And then joyfully, that person will go home.
哦，这种人啊，这个信仰完蛋了、啊，完蛋了、啊。
This person, they have some issues in their faith.
为什么
？Why?
因为当你手上拿到人家找错的钱
，Because in your hand, when you take the money that they have give you incorrect change for.
难道你心中脑里不知道是他犯错了吗？是他搞错了吗
？Do you not know in your heart and your mind that that person made a mistake?
你不知道那个帮你算账的人最后结账的时候他要自己赔吗
？Do you not know know that at the end, when the cashier is closing at the day, they'll have to make up for it with their
own money.
钱已
经赚的不多，他家里就靠他的薪水。
That person already does not make a lot of money, and their family is depending on their salary.
你怎么可以蒙住你怜悯的心，就这样子快乐的走掉了呢？
How can you put away your mercy and then just happily walk away?
啊，但是如果你要回去，
But if you're going to go back,
你要回去，你要付出代价。
You have to pay the price.
你就要把已经到你口袋里污热的钱再把它掏出来啊。
You have to take out the money that is already, you've already put into your pocket and then give it back.
我们都知道啊，塞进去很简单啊，拿出来很困难啊。
We all know it's easy to put money into our wallets, it's hard to take it
像要剁手一样啊。
It's like cutting off your hand.
哦，但是啊，这个时候你就要挣扎啦。
But at this time, you have the struggle.
你知道什么是对的。
You know what is right.
你也知道你应该要怎么做。
You know what you should do.
你知道什么叫做怜悯，什么叫做诚实。
You know what it is to be honest and to have mercy.
什么样叫，什么叫做神所喜悦的事情。
You know what it means to be pleasing to God.
啊，但是这个时候你要做一个选择。
But at this time, you need to make a choice.
你要选择付出代价回去把你多拿的还给人家。
Will you choose to go back and to return the money, the extra money that you were given?
还是蒙住良心告诉自己说其实没有关系，哎呀，大谁小小的钱啊，谁在乎呢？
Or will you ignore your conscience and say it's okay, it's not that much, no one will really make notice?
当你离开的时候，
Once you leave,
当你污着你的良心离开了，
When you subdued your conscience and walked away.
这里讲说慈爱跟诚实就离开你啦。
At that time, mercy and truth has forsaken you.
所以啊，有时候我们讲说啊，基督徒啊，属灵啊，学道啦，公义啦，诚实啦，怜悯啦，要圣洁啦，属灵灵程要高啦，有时候讲了很多啊。
And sometimes we say a lot of things about how as a Christian we need to be very spiritual, we need to have these characteristics and qualities.
哇，每天要读经祷告啊，要熟读圣经啊。
We need to read the Bible every day. We need to be well-versed in the Bible.
灵修生活。
We need to have spiritual cultivation.
其实到最后啊，信仰的生命非常简单啊。
But in the end, a spiritual life is very simple.
回到原点。
Is to return to the original point.
就是在这种挣扎当中，你做什么选择？
And to the point is that in the moment of conflict or struggle, what choice do you make?
如果你能够很轻松的走回去。
If you're if you're able to easily walk back.
不是我的，我不是我的，我一毛钱都不要。
That if this is, does not belong to me, I do not want one cent of it.
啊，拿回去放了，跟他讲一声拜拜，我就走了。哎，良心平安，感谢主，你的信仰是进步的。
And you walk back, you put down the money, and then you walk away, say bye really easily. Then thank God that your spirituality is improving.
而且当你选择做对的事情
，And when you choose to do the right thing,
那一瞬间你会发现说，你的良心得到释放，你平安了，你平安了。
In that moment, you will realize that your conscience is clear and you have peace.
这是我们信仰成长的方法。
And this is the way in which our spiritual life grows.
在选择当中做神喜悦的事情。
That in the moments of making choices, we choose the right way.
啊，但是如果当你如果你就选择离开
，But if you choose to walk away,
是啦，你的口袋里多了一点钱
，Yes, in your pocket you have a little bit more money.
是啦，你占了别人一些好处
，Yes, you took advantage of somebody else.
啊，但是啊，你会发觉说你的良心好像蒙上了一层污垢一样，怎么样都觉得蛮沉重的。
And you will realize that your conscience it will rebuke you. No matter what you do, you will feel heavy inside.
久而久之，神的慈爱就离开你。
After a while, then the mercy of God will forsake you.
哦，所以这是第二个我们要提醒自己的。
So this is a second reminder for us.
他说，不要使慈爱、诚实离开你。
Do not let mercy and truth forsake you.
不要做让神失望的事情。
Do not do things that will cause God to be sad.
啊，第三，我们看回来第三章的第五节。
Let us look back to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
箴言的第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
啊，这里说你要专心倚赖。爱神不可倚靠自己的聪明第六
Verse 6.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路在这里告诉我们说智慧人生的第三个要求
And here it says the third requirement for a life of wisdom
这里告诉我们说你不要倚靠自己的聪明
Here it tells us not to lean on our own understanding
所以啊今天一个智慧的人
Today a wise person
虽然他可能能力很强虽然他可能才 才干非常的啊，非常的啊，非常的强。
Even though they are very capable and they are very wealthy.
啊，但是聪明的人都知道要谦卑倚靠神。
But a wise person will know to be humble and to rely on God.
哦，就像保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
啊，保罗他是一个非常有能力的人。
Paul was someone who was very capable.
啊，他是当代的大哲学家。
He was a scholar at the time.
有家世，有背景，有身份，有才能。
He had a good background. His family, he came from a good family.
非常有深度，有智慧，而且口才很好。
His status was very good, and he was also very eloquent.
但是啊，保罗在侍奉神的这一条路当中，他学会了一件事情。
But on this path of serving God, Paul learned something.
就是如果只有倚靠自己
，that if you only rely on yourself,
人生的路只会陷入困境里面。
That your life will only go to destruction.
因为人生当中有太多的事情。
Because there's too many things in life,
不是你有能力就能解决
that cannot be solved just by your own capabilities.
不是你有智慧就一定会成功
you will not always be successful just because you are
smart. 不是你有才干就一定会比别人更好
and you will not always be better than others just because you have more money.
他说人生的成功与否到最后决定在一个关键
and the result or the ending of life is resulted from
就是神要不要帮助你啊
It comes from whether or not God wants to help you.
神要不要给你好机会，就是这样子而已。
Whether or not God wants to give you a good opportunity.
我们看回来哥林多后书的第二，我们看来来看哥林多后书的第二第一章。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哥林多后书一章的八节
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8、
啊、弟兄们我们不要你们不晓得我们从前在亚西亚遭遇苦难被压太重力不能胜甚至连活命的指望都绝了第九节
verse 9
我们心里也断定是必死的叫我们不靠自己只靠叫死人复活的神第十
Verse 10.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡现在人要救我们并且我们指望他将来还要救我们在这里保罗告诉我们
Here Paul tells us
有能力有背景有才干的保罗
That the Paul who had who was very capable and had good background、
哦、他就在这里说啊他说压力太重力不能胜啊
He was saying that the pressure is so strong that it is above strength.
连活命的指望都绝了。
That he even lost the, he despaired even of life.
所使我们不靠自己。
So,
使我们不依靠自己。
So that we know not to trust on ourselves.
我们只能依靠那个万有全能的救主。
And we must rely on the Almighty God.
所以在这里啊，人生智慧的第三个条件啊。
So the third requirement for a life of wisdom.
告诉我们说，不要依靠自己，不要自以为有聪明。
Is not to lean on your own understanding or not to think that you are very smart.
因为当你什么事都依靠自己。
Because when you rely on yourself for everything.
你就不会觉得你有需要一个神在你的生命里面。
You will not think that you need a God in your life.
我们常常听到说啊，人定胜天啊就说、啊、我们可以靠自己的本事 我们可以克服所有的问题
and there's a saying that we can overcome every problem by
relying on ourselves 真的是这样子吗
is it really that way
其实啊我们如果仔细看看这个世界啊
if we carefully look at this world
我们发觉说啊人能做的实在太少人的力量实在太小
we will realize that the things that man is able to do is actually very little
你说人定胜天你到底能够做什么
even though you think you can overcome everything but what can you really do
中国北部的沙漠化 desert rise、oh. 中国的北边整个在沙漠化
In the northern,
从大兴安岭以北全部都沙漠全部都变成沙漠了
the northern part of China all has become a desert
每年政府花多少钱种树种树种树你就是种不了、
every year the government spends so much money to plant trees but they cannot grow
你说人定胜天在哪里
and so what happened to your phrase that a man can do anything
十年前我到澳洲的大堡礁 Great Barrier Reef、
a few years ago I went to the Great Barrier Reef
我潜水下到40尺
I went down into 40 feet into the water
里面已经全部都 calcified 全部珊瑚礁都死掉了
and the reefs were all calcified
所以从十年前 科学政府科学家就在研究怎么样救这些珊瑚礁。
Starting from 10 years ago, the scientists have been trying to figure out how to save this, the reef.
最近有一些弟兄姐妹又从加州去那边玩。
And recently, there were some brothers and sisters that went there from California.
他们告诉我说30几尺就都是白色的啦。
And now they said that now 30 feet down, it is all calcified.
人定胜天在哪里？
What happened to the phrase that man can do anything?
你不是科技很进步吗？
Isn't science very advanced now?
飞都不知道飞到哪个星球去了。
And can we not reach and reach other planets?
但是这个地球上有多少问题是我们解决不了的？
But how many problems are there on Earth itself that we cannot fix?
有多少疾病我们只能摇头叹息？
How many diseases are there that we can only sigh and shake our heads?
所以在这里告诉我们说我们不要依靠自己，以为自己真的很厉害。
So we should not rely on ourselves and think that we ourselves are so able.
来到神面前，学会谦卑，求主帮助。
Let us learn to come in the presence of God and learnlearn to humble ourselves and ask him for help.
我之前在东岸的时候遇到一些朋友，慕道朋友。
Recently, I was on the East Coast and I met a few friends.
真的，你如果看他们，他们人生非常成功。
If you look at their lives, they are very successful.
非常人眼中的成功人士啊。
They are very accomplished in the eyes of man.
在曼哈顿上班。
They work in Manhattan.
高知识分子。
And
high education.
They're highly educated.
收入非常的高。
And they have a high salary.
哇，那个钱啊，用不完的钱。
They have money that they have more than
they can spend. 在人的眼中啊，羡慕的不得了啊。
In the eyes of people, others admire them.
但是啊，两个人就是不快乐啊。
But these two people, they're just not happy.
他说啊，奇怪啊，我们两个人啊，虽然工作都很好，学历都很高，薪水都不得了。
And they said it is odd. Both of us, we have a high education, we have a good job and high salary, but
我们就是不快乐。
We're just not happy.
所以两个都在看心理科医生啊。
And so both of them see psychologists.
都要靠吃镇定剂来安眠药镇定剂来睡觉啊。
And they both need to take a medicine in order to fall asleep at night.
你说你多厉害。
And how great can a person be?
你说你人生多成功。
Even if you're so successful.
我之前啊，我有个教会有个弟兄跟我说啊。
Before a brother in church said to me.
他跟我说他家的邻居啊，他的邻居哦哦啊，他家的邻居是一个证券公司里面的高级主管啊。
And his neighbor has a high position in a company.
哇，才三十几岁而已啊。
And he's only 30 years old.
非常成功啊。
He's very accomplished.
有一天去做就是做普通身体检查，回来癌症二期。
One day he
colon cancer 那个肠癌二期。
One day he went to the doctor for a routine checkup and he had colon cancer of the second
stage. 他说夫妻两个抱着头哭啊，怎么办
？And both the spouse him and his wife just held each other and cried.
人有多厉害？
How capable is man
really? 人有多了不起？
What does man have to boast?
我们常觉得说，生命在我的掌控当中。
Oftentimes we think that life is in my hand.
未来我可以向前努力。
And in the future I can strive forward.
可是雅各书里面告诉我们啊。
But James tells us.
我们来看一下雅各书。
Let us look at James.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
Let's look at James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章
James chapter 4
第十三节
verse 13
四章的十三节
chapter 4 verse 13
嗨你们有话说今天明天我们要往某城里去在那里住一年做买卖得利十四节
verse 14
其实明天如何你们还不知道你们的生命是什么呢你们原是一片云雾出现少时就不见了十五节。你们只当说主若愿意我们就可以活着也可以做这事做那事。所以在这里圣经里面告诉我们。
Here the Bible tells us,
他说我们的人生像什么
that what is our life like?
其实不就像云雾一样吗
It's like a vapor.
出现少时就不见了。
It appears for a little time and then vanishes
away. 不管你今天人生有多么的成功
No matter how accomplished you are in your life.
不管你今天在世上有何等的成就
No matter what you have achieved.
有时候一点小小的意外就可以夺走你所拥有的一切。
Sometimes it's a very small thing. or a small disaster can take away everything you have.
短暂的人生走完，你就要放下你得到的所有。
And after you have finished walking this path of life, you need to put down everything that you have.
人生是短暂的。
And life is short.
人生是脆弱的。
And man is very frail.
人的能力是有限的。
Man is limited in his strength.
所以当我们认识到自己的有限。
Once we understand our own limitations.
当我们看见自己的软弱。
Once we can see our own weaknesses.
我们就会寻求那更高在上的力量。
Then we will seek after a strength that is above ours.
我们会认识到我们需要有一个更美有价值的盼望。
And we will understand that we need a hope and a value that is above
what we have. 使我们走完这个短暂的人生。
So after we have finished walking this short life.
能够开启一张更美的一页，生命更美的一页。
Then we will turn the page to an even more beautiful part of our life.
但是在这里有一个要求。
But here there's a requirement.
就是不要依靠自己的聪明。
Do not lean on your own understanding.
作为一个传道者
，as a pastor，
我们有很多的机会走到世界的各地。
I have the opportunity to visit many places in the world.
有的地方非常先进
，some places are very advanced.
有的地方还处在非常落后、辛苦的状况
，and some places are very poor and very rural.
但是我们常常发现一件事情
，but I often realize something.
在越先进的地方
，that in the more advanced areas，
像西方世界、欧洲、美洲
，such as the Western countries like Europe.
我们常发觉说，人对信仰不太重视，人对永生不太追求。
And we often see that people don't really emphasize or care about eternal life or strive towards their faith.
因为世界太美好，要追求的目标太多，想要拥有的物质数不尽。
Because there's so much to pursue in life, and there's innumerable things that they want to pursue.
所以所有的时间跟精力全部投资到现在短暂的人生里面。
So all of their time and all their energy is invested into just gaining more things in this life.
所以在这些先进国家传福音非常不容易。
So it is very difficult to preach the gospel in these more advanced areas.
因为人心觉得没有需要。
Because man's heart thinks that they don't have this need.
但是我们如果到一些比较辛苦的国家
，But if we go to places where life is more difficult.
到非洲，到中南美洲
，such as Africa or in the Asian countries.
或者是到一些东南亚比较落后的国家
，or in the Southeast Asian countries.
你会发觉说，因为人生活在苦难当中
，you realize that because they live in a very difficult life.
所以他们一直在寻找生命当中一个更高的价值
，so they are keep searching for a higher value or
他们愿意付出努力追寻救恩
，they will put effort and invest effort into seeking after eternal life.
他们愿意付出代价来得到永生。
They're willing to pay the price to in order to gain eternal life.
我们就会发觉说，在那种地，在这些比较落后的地方，人找到神，得到恩典，反而比较容易。
And we realize that in these more impoverished areas, that people receive the grace of God and blessings of God easier.
因为他们不依靠自己的聪明。
Because they do not rely on their own intelligence.
因为他们不觉得自己有什么聪明可以依靠。
They don't think that they are so smart. That they can rely on themselves.
所以当你今天要求他们谦卑
，So today if you ask them to be humble.
谦卑很容易啊
，It is easy for them to be.
因为他本来就没有什么他能够拿出来骄傲的
，Because they did not have anything to boast of to begin with.
但是我们呢
？But what about us?
我们今天活在这个进步的社会
，We live in a very advanced society.
我们在座可能有人有高学历、高的社会成就
，Many of us may have high education and high status.
有时候成就越高，谦卑越困难啊
，Sometimes the higher or the more things we have, the harder it is to humble ourselves.
我懂得不比你少。
I do not know less than you.
我为什么要听你的？
So why do I have to listen to you?
我人生成就这么高。
And I have so many accomplishments in my life.
我为什么要谦卑跪下？
Why do I have to humble myself and kneel?
所以有时候啊，当你内心当中的自我非常的强啊。
So when our self-centeredness is very strong.
常常到最后就是看不见神，摸不到救恩。
At the end, we cannot see God and we cannot reach salvation.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们有一个人啊。
And the Bible tells us that there's a person.
说这个人叫做大卫。
And this person is called David.
大卫是圣经当中最重要的人物之一。
And David is one of the most important characters.
也是神所最喜欢的人。
Is one of the people that God loved most.
神为什么最喜欢他
？Why did God love him so much?
因为大卫没有改变。
Because David never changed.
当他只是一个牧羊的小孩
，When he was a shepherd boy,
有问题求告神
，He had problems and he cried out to God.
当他长大了成为大能的勇士
，When he grew up and became a mighty warrior,
有能力有经验
He had a strength and he had experience.
没有改变，有问题求告神。
He did not change. When he had problems, he cried out to God.
等他成为以色列的君王。
When he became the king of Israel.
伟大的君王。
He was a very grand and mighty king.
战无不胜的首领。从来没有打过败仗啊。
He was never defeated before.
受到众人尊崇的伟大存在。
And he was honored and praised by everybody.
但是作为君王的大卫。
But even as this honorable king.
有一件事还是没有改变。
Something never changed with David.
有问题求告神。
Whenever he had problems, he cried out to God.
人常常因为你的身份跟价值而改变你对别人的态度跟方法。
Oftentimes, for man, when you change your status, then you change the way you treat other people.
改变对信仰的认识。改变对信仰的态度跟对神的认识。
You change your attitude towards your faith.
但是大卫从来没有改变。
But David never changed.
在神的面前永远就是那个没有用的牧羊童。
Before God, he was always the useless shepherd boy.
所以神的恩典一生陪伴着他。
And so this is why the blessings of God followed him his entire life.
使他在世有荣耀。
So that in this world he had glory.
能够永恒被纪念。
But he would be remembered in eternity.
所以啊，我们今天在神面前抱着一个什么样的态度？
So before God today, what type of attitude do we have?
会决定到最后我们跟神关系的高度。
This determines the strength of our relationship with God.
所以我们今天讲到三点得着智慧 的人生。
So today we talked about three requirements for a life of wisdom.
不可忘记神的法则。
Do not forget the law of God.
不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
Do not let mercy and truth forsake you.
更不可依靠自己的聪明。
And do not lean on your own understanding.
说在我们的人生当中如果能够认定神。
In our lives, if we can recognize God.
在这里说他必指引我们的道路。
And here it says that he will, if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path.
愿神帮助我们每一个人。
May God guide all of us.
让我们的信仰不要只是一种知识。
So that all of our faith is not just a knowledge.
让我们来聚会不要只是一种习惯。
That for us to come to service is not just a habit.
而是在人生当中真正看到神。
But that in our lives we can truly see God.
有他指引我们的脚步。
And with him guiding our path.
能够最后活出一个丰盛有荣耀的生命来。
That in the end we can live an abundant life and happy life.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
唱诗63首。
Hymn 63. Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
啊，信仰的路我们一定要走完，而且要走得漂亮。
In our journey of faith, we must make it to the end, and we must have a beautiful walk.
啊，但是这一条路上总是难免有许多的困难跟挑战。
It is inevitable that we will face many challenges and difficulties.
啊，所以我们更要求主帮助，靠着神的圣灵能够得胜。
So we need to ask God for His help and to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是神所赐给我们的礼物。
The Holy Spirit is a gift that God gives us.
作为我们信仰路上最大的帮助。
It is the greatest help in our journey of faith.
啊，所以只要用心、有心、努力的祈求。
As long as we pray with a heart of diligence,
谦卑来到神的面前。
And we humble ourselves to come before God.
神是很乐意将他的圣灵赐给我们。
And God is very willing to give us the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们祷告求圣灵的方法。
And we will put up the way to pray for the Holy Spirit.
啊，跪下，手合着，眼睛闭上。
Is to kneel and to close your eyes.
然后我们说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And then we say, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
然后再不断地说，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And then we continually repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
哈利路亚是希伯来文
Hallelujah is Hebrew
是赞美神的意思
It means praise the Lord
哦，所以我们只要赞美他
So as long as we praise him
因为他创造了我们
Because he has created us
他给我们我们所拥有的一切
And he has given us everything that we
他是我们天上的父亲
He is our father in heaven
他知道我们的需要跟软弱
He knows our needs and our weaknesses
他比我们更了解自己
He knows us better than we know ourselves
哦，所以我们只要赞美他
So all we need to do is to praise him
他就会把我们所需要的事给我们
and he will give us the things that we need.
啊，信仰的路有时候寻寻觅觅，我们找不到神。
Sometimes in this journey of faith, sometimes we cannot find God.
但是当你祷告得着了圣灵。
But when you have received the Holy Spirit,
按照圣经所说，你的舌头跳动，说出一种你听不懂的话。
According to the Bible, your tongue will move and you will speak a language that you cannot
understand. 不是学的，也没有人能够教你。
It is not something that you learn and nobody can teach it to you.
但是你知道你得到圣灵。
But you will know yourself that you have received the Holy Spirit.
你亲手摸到神。
And that you yourself have touched God.
你找到了你的天父。
And you have found your Father.
你也看到了回天家的道路。
And you have seen the path to return to heaven.
你的信仰就得到确立。
And you will be confirmed in your faith.
啊，所以我们现在一起来祷告。
And so now we'll pray together.
啊，也特别为我们接下来的灵恩布道会以及灵恩会来祷告。
Let us pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
啊，求神能够借着这个灵恩盛宴，使我们都能够得到帮助。
That through this spiritual feast, we may all obtain aid from God.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.